Harvey, South Edge. On the way, it's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show presented to you by Bessette Motors, south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bessette Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bessette Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, you don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my ride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of.
We don't believe that anybody's entitled to success in this country.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pass by, Shanga Kawawa.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams is here. We also have a spring sponsor showcase coming up in moments. Before we jump to that, the lovely South Dakota native Tommy Lahren with Fox News Commentary. Good morning.
Fox News Commentary.
The illegal alien invaders who rushed Texas National Guardsmen have been marked for release by a judge. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
About a week ago, a horde of illegals bum-rushed the Texas National Guardsmen situated to protect and defend the border. It was a hostile invasion, to say the least. But if you thought those invaders were going to pay the price, well, you thought wrong. Because those illegals who were initially arrested for that incident have been marked for release. The magistrate judge Umberto Acosta ordered the release of 39 of the 200, and his reasoning? That the El Paso DA's office hadn't scheduled individual detention hearings for each defendant. So in that case, the judge decided it would be better to just release them on the honor system. The honor system? They destroyed the border barrier and trampled law enforcement, and the judge thinks they should be given the benefit of the doubt? We are living in the upside down, and our country is being made a mockery of thanks to Joe. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Tommy Lahren coming back with Fox News Commentary again at 2:06 this afternoon, right here on the Mix 1470. KHND and 99.5 FM. Yeah. Hey, we're back. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington, RJ and RDA here this morning. And how you doing there today, sir?
Well, the song said, I'm back against the wall.
Back against the window, man.
That too, but there's no sun coming in today, so.
Well, it's just that hazy sunshine.
Yeah, it's North Dakota sunshine.
It's a Thursday, and that means it's time for another spring. Shadow's leaving now. Where are you going, Shadow?
Shadow, coming over here to see. He's coming over to see me.
Yeah, spring sponsor showcase, J.C. Fondrick Salon, and with us to conduct this interview in a professional and benevolent manner is Fun Facts with Amy.
What's this talk about professional?
Well, that's you. I'm just the hack over here.
Well, I heard you told her to ask me to come in because I have the gift for gab.
No, that's comment.
Like something he'd say.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah. I remember that.
He said that girl can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would have to agree with that.
Well, sometimes RDA over here can too. He's still the buzz of the town.
Yeah, well.
Well, RC can really, you know, add it out of the park.
Don't get me on a bad day.
I'll try not to. Trust me.
All right, well, let's jump into it, J.C. Fondrick Salon, and welcome to our humble abode here.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. You got to say that to
her. Well, no, she doesn't, because we can hear her just fine. Now, you got to tell us where you're located.
I am located on Main Street. Just the address is 102 9th Street East, and usually I'm there about 9 to 5 every day.
And where is that in relation to other buildings? So that gives...
You could say right around the corner from the coffee shop.
Okay.
Kind of right across the street from the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Craven's corner office. From right. Lincoln and 9.
Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if you're not paying attention to addresses, you can still find it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. Chrissy Hager's in there with me, too. She's in there part-time.
Okay.
I'm in there full-time.
And what services do you offer there?
I do hair, all types of hair colors.
Did you do your hair?
I did not. No, I don't usually do my own.
I do my own hair.
It's too hard.
It's very nice. I was sitting here.
I curl it myself, but I don't color it myself.
Well, I noticed there was two layers of color in there. Uh-huh.
The depths. Yeah.
Nice.
What else do I do? I do pedicures.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do manicures. I do spray tans.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody needs a tan, that'll last usually, depending how much you're in the water, I'd say a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like it for special occasions.
Now, you know, she mentioned pedicures. I've been going there for about a year or so now, or 2 years.
Probably longer than that.
She has nightmares about it.
Yeah, I believe that. I feel bad she has to touch my toes.
Yeah.
He's got nice feet, actually. They're not bad. I've seen a lot worse.
Oh, I
she wants an extra big tip next time.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. People say, well, you turned in your man card and you go and get a pedicure. No.
No?
People don't realize, even for men, good foot health is a must.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's foot health. It's taking care of yourself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, she forgot a service she offers over there.
What?
Waxing.
Oh, yeah, I do waxing, too. Yep.
Now, that's one thing I haven't
done. That just sounds just painful.
Oh. Somebody wants a certain type of wax, they can talk to me and may not do it.
A certain type of wax.
Certain body area. Program, you know? Yes, we've got to keep PG. And how can they get a hold of you to make an appointment?
You can call me at 625-1121.
Oh, that's easy. 1121.
Yep.
No, so you'll do men's, women's, kids.
Yep,
I
do.
The whole shebang.
Yep, everyone. Mm-hmm. Yep, and then the kids can come and pick out a prize when they come to my salon after they get their hair done. They always like digging through the bucket.
Now, your partner in crime, Chrissy, does she offer the same services?
Yes, but she doesn't do, she does hair. She doesn't do the spray tans and she doesn't do the feet.
Just hair.
Yeah.
Just hair.
She does the
hair.
There
you go, yeah.
RC.
So. RC. Well, you know, the other day.
RC, he was called that the other day, wasn't
he? Yeah,
it's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, how are you doing, RC? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, you're only Monday through Friday, no Saturday appointments?
Yeah, usually Monday through Friday right now, home with the kids on the weekends, so.
Well, let's talk about your history now. I mean, did you have this inkling since you were a ute that you wanted to get into hairdressing?
No.
Probably high school.
Oh,
really? Yeah. So just the thought that popped in your head that, hey, maybe I'll become a hairdresser?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I've been doing it since 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I started over at New Image, and then okay. I've been over at my current location since 2012, renting a booth over there.
Yep.
So
nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, okay, now you do men's hair too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do men's hair that haven't been cut in a year?
Oh, yeah.
Because during the last, 14 months?
Yeah.
I have not taken care of my hair other than just clipping off of the back, and I need to have it. It's a mess.
You better pencil
them
in.
We can cut it.
Okay.
She better pencil you in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
You just let me know what time works for you when you're not tied down in here.
Yeah, well, might be a time to put it on when I'm supposed to be tied down in here.
You know, because he is here at least 14 hours out of the day. So
Can't do Fridays.
He works hard.
Yeah. Can't do Fridays.
Yep. Slave driver Rick over here.
I know.
We should have talked about this beforehand. We could have had her bring in her cape and her scissors and all that jazz, and we could have done a live of her doing your hair.
Yeah.
Let's do that next time.
We'll
do a Facebook Live.
We go.
And Amy can do play-by-play of it.
Oh, yeah. I won't let her make you look like Rick, though.
Oh, that's good, yeah, because it's already...
We could do your feet, too, as long as you're in there.
If I took my sock off, everybody would be dead within 5 minutes. So we don't do that.
Oh, here's another thing.
Give you an idea. My hands aren't very good. Can you imagine what my feet are?
Now, my son-in-law, Alex, I seen his haircut he had last week. Mm-hmm. I said, where'd you get that done? He said, well, JC did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
That was a cool haircut.
He's got nice hair, yeah.
Explain what kind of a cut that was, because I thought...
Of a fade. I think we did probably a one on the sides, and then just scissor cut the top and blended that.
And you know, and I'm
just made it nice and short.
And I'm envious of people that can have a haircut like that, because I have nothing on top anymore.
And we trimmed his beard, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got talked into curls once.
Really? Did you get a perm?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a photo of this?
Not anymore.
Oh, he ripped it up.
My wife decided you need to do something. This is back when I was in Bismarck, so we're talking about in ancient times. And everybody was getting it, and says, you should do that. I don't know. I'll do it. Well... I don't know what they did, but I think I washed my hair 3-4 times a day for at least a month. It would not go
trying
away.
To get the curl out.
Yeah.
They say you're not supposed to wash your hair 24 hours after getting a perm, so if you decided 24 hours after that, you probably had no luck with getting rid of it.
Yeah, I was not. It kind of grew out. My wife says it looks very fine. Yeah, you're lying to me. I know.
We just got a listener comment. Listener writes, JC does a great job. She's been cutting my hair since I moved to the area 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know who that would be. Is that Heidi?
Ding, 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 ding. We got
hey,
a winner.
Heidi! she's coming in pretty soon here.
Well, actually. We definitely will.
Next week?
Well, we'll see here. I've got some appointments and stuff coming up, so maybe a couple weeks.
Okay.
But, we'll do that.
Yeah.
But it's my hair when I put nothing in it, and it comes out like this.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it hit, the wind hits it, it just goes...
That's with everybody, though.
Yeah.
The wind.
I swear my hair is
not,
half
not
as
bald
light
like
as normal
Rick,
hair.
I guess.
It's just...
Yeah.
I get out of the shower, and it's like...
Now, here's an interesting tidbit Amy found out on Fun Facts with Amy Facebook page.
Yeah.
She took pictures of the Tuesday show.
Yep.
Chuck Ranum is here and Coach, Michael Coachman. Mm-hmm. And she commented that 3 out of the 4 people in there had no hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest man in the bunch had the most.
During that time I was sick, it was falling out.
Yeah.
But it stopped about, I suppose... November, December of last year, and I've started going back in again.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah. And, of course, they have the age bald spot at the top. But
yeah. Uh-huh. Stress, surgeries, anything like that can do that.
Yeah, it did.
Pregnancy.
Plus, you've got...
Yep.
You have a pharmacy in front of you. And
but you can lose hair from a pregnancy?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Mine used to come out by the handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
After you have
hormones, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that stuff would be just maxed out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. We have to take a hard break. We'll come back and visit more. We have a spring sponsor showcase visiting with J.C. Fondrick from J.C. Fondrick Salon. We have mostly sunny skies. Temperature-wise, 42 right now. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. The weather guest being brought to you by our very good friend, Brian.
Value and service all under one roof in beautiful downtown Harvey.
The Mix 1470 KHND.
Hey, we're back, 1043, program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. We have a spring sponsor showcase in session, and we have J.C. Fondrick here from J.C. Fondrick Salon, and fun facts with Amy is here, is kind of a great interviewer.
The gift for Gab.
Yes. I was trying to be nice, and I said a great interviewer.
Well, I like what Darren texted me. He was pretty spot on. That had to do with you, too.
Uh-oh, what'd he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, boy. Well,
why can't you say it?
I just can't. I'll send it to you.
You can't know.
Well, Darren, you got to remember, this is a family show, Darren, you know?
Mm-hmm. Whose family?
Well, Shadow's family.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, proceed there, Amy.
All right, so JC, why don't you tell us one more time where you're located?
I am located at 102 9th Street East on Main Street, and my hours are 9 to 5, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday.
And if someone wants to come in and get their feet done, their hair done, how can we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 625-1121.
And do you have a Facebook page for your salon?
No, just my own.
All right. Well, you can also look her up on there.
Yep.
Now, next time I come in for the pedicure, which is tomorrow, is there any COVID killer there?
I have some wine in the fridge.
Mm. That's pretty close to COVID killer.
Not Gil's COVID killer.
No, his is the atomic bomb killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I want to try that.
All right, now you're going to put on a different hat now, right?
Mm-hmm. Now I want to talk about, I have my friend here. She's in the church with me, and we wanted to talk about our spring carnival we're having.
When she talks, just slide the mic over that way a little bit.
Yeah. So we're going to do a carnival Friday, April 12th from 5 to 7. And we're going to do all kinds of stuff for the kids. And
where will this be at?
This will be at First Lutheran Church.
I know where that is.
Yeah. Mm. Up on the hill.
You going to have it in the basement?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is the first time we're doing it.
Really?
So
we shall
see how it goes. Maybe working out some kinks.
Yeah.
So.
Does it cost anything?
No, it's all free. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. We're going to have food. Carrie, you want to talk about it?
I'll just camp out there tonight and
I'll
be ready.
Yeah,
we're going to have food and concessions along with bingo from 7 to 8 afterwards. And
bingo will be for everybody.
Yep, that'll be for everyone.
Okay.
And we're also going to have some people kind of walking around like as clowns. That's one of my jobs I'm going to be doing.
Well, you're inviting radio people there then, huh?
Yep. You got an outfit for me?
Send in.
I want to be a clown.
What?
I want to be a clown.
Well, I think you achieved that already. I don't know.
You know what?
Well, I'm looking for volunteers.
So. I'm taking tomorrow off. Maybe next week, too. Yeah.
We are looking for volunteers if anybody does want to come and...
And be a clown?
Yeah, well, or
take tickets.
Take tickets,
serve
face paint, make balloons, you know, do the games with the kids. Just anything.
Yeah. What kind of food are we having there?
For the meal, it's going to be corn dogs, ham and cheese sandwiches, chips and water, and then we'll also have concessions like popcorn, candy, pop, Powerade.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's going to be from the sixth grade class.
Oh.
So they're doing their fundraising, so they're going to come and hopefully make some money for their fundraiser.
So are you guys going to do like a free will for the food or anything like that to go towards the church project or something?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
everything's
heard
free.
Just
that.
Free. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Carrie from Carrie's Baking Obsession is going to be there with her cotton candy. Mm-hmm. So
I love cotton candy.
That I don't know if that. I guess we don't. She might be charging.
Yeah, we're not sure. That's being worked out.
Yeah. Concessions you'll pay for,
But that goes to a good cause, too, to that sixth grade class. Yeah. They've been working very hard on that. I know that.
Well, good for them.
Didn't there used to be carnivals, small carnivals like this before?
At the grade school.
Yeah.
Yes, and I made that comment this year that I missed that. So this will be good. It's probably going to be along the same line, same kind of games. The grade school used to do one as a fundraiser. And now FCCLA has kind of taken that over, Kathy Walsh, and does that with the Family Fun Night that they put on.
Yeah.
But it's not as big of a scale as what the grade school used to be. So this will be good.
Good.
Another good option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And is there any particular point of raising contention other than just meeting people and bringing people into your church to visit? Or is there a goal other than the sixth grade to... You know, we want to change the carpet in the north end of the annex or something.
That's why I'm thinking a free will for the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
For these church camps and everything that your church puts on during the summer.
Right.
You could, just for the supper part.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can see how it goes this year and decide after that.
Yeah.
Right now, this is just kind of like our pilot year almost.
Your pilot year, yeah.
It's your learning experience.
Yeah. Where you get to do it once and find out what to do right or wrong again the next time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we do have quite a few sponsors for this. Codaco Fuels, First International Bank and Trust, First State Bank of Harvey, Dakota Heritage Bank, Animus Civic Club, and Private Financial Solutions are sponsoring ours.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Excellent.
And also, Heinrich's donated, I think, all of the candy and a lot of food and stuff. Mm-hmm. We just got word yesterday, so... Mm-hmm. List them on there too, because
if you think of a game you want for next year when you do this, let me know. I'm sure there's a certain construction company. His better half is pretty generous.
Let's keep that in mind. Good to know.
That's really good. It should be a lot of fun. What time does it start?
So it starts at 5. Friday, April 12th. So
April
not this,
12th.
But next Friday.
Yeah. Next Friday.
So come out and bring the kids and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Or just come and volunteer.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Just want to be part of something, there's your chance. And spring has sprung, people. Mm-hmm. You notice that outside? I think we finally ditched most of the winter.
I hope so, but what Rick's doing tonight might jinx us. And we're not going to talk about that again on the air.
But I did get a picture from Michael Dieterle of crocus in bloom, so.
Oh.
Oh. Huh.
What's a crocus?
It's a flower of some kind.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Usually when you see that in the spring, that's... usually a really good sign, along with the geese flying north.
And tulips.
I just saw
dandelions is what
yesterday.
It says for me.
You saw a rabbit yesterday.
A robin.
A robin?
Mm-hmm.
Peeking around the corner. You see Batman, too?
No, didn't see him. I was looking for him, but didn't find him.
Okay.
I always know it's spring when I see Rick's Montana parked out off the highway.
At the tower?
I'm
not supposed to say this. What Amy said, I'm not supposed to say it. But
he doesn't listen.
But it might get summarized today after work.
I think you did say that earlier this morning. Yep.
That's why I said.
Already on air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it because I don't want to get jinxed.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't need any blizzards here in April.
Yeah. speaking of that, guys, I'm glad you said that. It was, 27 years ago today started the three-day blizzard of April 1997.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
You guys are probably too young to remember that.
I think I was, what were we in, fifth grade? We missed a lot of school.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Grand Forks...
I was in middle school when that happened.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah.
That's when Grand Forks flooded really bad after
that. Yeah,
that
was bad.
I remember that, yeah.
The downtown burnt down because it was flooded. Yep. They couldn't get there.
Well, we had to stay at my grandma's and my grandpa's because... we had them radiator heaters. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened, but we left there. I don't know if it was just for my dad to stay with cows or what, but the pipes froze.
Really?
Oh boy.
Yeah, mess. And I had a hamster. My mom tried to warm him up, and he bit her. See, Mom, you still come up even an hour later.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was... the storm estimated $45 million in damage.
It was bad.
Terrible.
I drove through Grand Forks just a few days after we were headed for the USA Hockey State Tournament in Wahpet. And so we normally would have actually come through here, but we just stuck with the four lane all the way because it was the roads, even in the four lane, were not very good. It was just bad everywhere.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was bad. Mm. I do remember that one. And we had to be forgiven for days missed to school and the whole works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how many days.
Well, it was in the first week of April when I was 5 years old. I got caught in a blizzard with my dad and mom and a carload behind. And we stayed at a house on a farm. But we had to walk a mile to it. I remember riding on my dad's shoulders. And the only thing I remember was that and not being able to see over the drifts.
Now, there's a book. I know Rick doesn't read because the Animoose didn't teach him that.
So I don't know how to read. I don't know how to read.
It's about a blizzard and these kids in the one-room schoolhouse who, you know, some of them didn't make it and some did, but trying to find their way back home.
Oh, that took place out in Western North Dakota?
Yes.
Yes,
I've read it.
I should know.
You've probably read it, too.
I have.
Yeah, they had that on the news.
Isn't that called the children's blizzard?
Yes. We'll have to make clip notes for Rick.
Saved her siblings by laying on top of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't they have, also in the olden days, they used to tie up or put ropes from the house to the barn?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's in there, too.
My uncle did that in the newer days.
Right.
He just had a big cable that ran from his house to the barn to the shop.
Yeah.
So he wasn't about to be stuck inside all winter long. So I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. But
Very. We'll make cliff notes for you later, Rick.
Yeah.
Audio.
Funny you mentioned cliff notes. I that's how I made it through my first year of radio school in college. Yeah.
Cliff notes.
How'd you make it through high school? Satisfactory.
our valedictorian in the high school, his name is Jesse Vollmer, and he, if he didn't give me his answers, he kind of take a little beating once in a while.
He
would just willingly give me the answers. That's how I made it through. But
Smart on his part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Anyways, we made
Good
it
grief,
through.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. All right. So again, that date for the carnival is
Friday, April 12th,
from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And everything is
Free.
And the bingo from 7 to 8.
Yeah, 7
okay.
to 8 bingo.
For all ages.
Yeah. And let's back up one notch to J.C. Fondrick Salon. You're open when?
I'm open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Phone number? 701-625-1121.
And if you don't feel like calling or texting her, just find her personal Facebook page and shoot her a message.
There you go.
Yep.
It's so simple, even I can do it.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's a battle. It really is. All right, guys, thank you so much.
Yep, see you later.
Thank
you. All right, Spring Sponsor Showcase, J.C. Fondrick Salon. We have sunshine. Our temperature in Harvey is now at 43. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Jason Heitkamp coming up after news and weather at the top of the hour as we get together with him every Thursday. Again, this
is across most of the country today, but a severe weather threat may emerge across the central part of Kansas on Saturday. This is the Storm Report.
Second hour of the program on the way, powered by Bissett Motors, south of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bissett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on high country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The sunrise.
Who can tax the trees?
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. RJ along with RDA.
RC.
And with us via the magic of the telephone, Jason Heitkamp from an undisclosed location somewhere in southeastern North Dakota. How you doing today?
I thought he called him RC Cola.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he called him.
I kind of like RCA, yeah. You know?
RCA. I wish there was RCA. I would have a lot of money.
Well, they made colored television set in the 70s. They had nothing but problems.
Well, once they hit the 70s, they weren't manufacturing anything here in the United States. That was done by 66, 67.
Okay.
Anything before that, really good stuff. Anything after that, garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for their broadcast division.
Yeah.
I figure that out.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
I remember when Morgan Freeman was Easy Reader.
Huh?
Is that any relation to Weekly Reader?
No, he was Easy Reader on The Electric Company when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I don't...
Since we're talking about PBS, so I just kind of went into my PBS mode.
Well, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Yes, thanks for tuning in this morning to PBS Public Broadcasting.
This is the Public Broadcasting Corporation.
And with us, we have...
Here is Jason, I think. Do we have Jason on the line?
Yes, Jason Heitkamp is
Jason
on the line. Of course,
Heitkamp.
He's ahead. Related to the fine, outstanding former politician and talk show host.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that one that all could look up to.
Hey, that's enough of PDS for you?
Hey, hang on, Jason. Yeah, okay, now I feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that the cat, or was that you?
No, that was him, and now I got to get a rag later.
Oh. So what's new in your world this week, Jason Heitkamp?
Yes.
Well, I realized that after Thursday, you know, with your highest ratings ever, that we could never match that. So we might as well just talk about nothing today.
Yeah, that's been the talk of the town and talk of the area for 7 days now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys even snubbed Senator Kramer, and he didn't send a missile down your chimney. I'm really surprised.
No, that's always a bonus, yeah.
B-52 could have dropped a bomb accidentally and went through your chimney.
Yeah, B-52 went over our place yesterday morning when I got to work. I got outside and look up there, and there's a streak across the sky, and I'm going, and it wasn't very high. It was probably about less than 10,000 feet because you could tell the sun was shining off his tail, and it was really tall. And so that's a buffer. That's a B-52.
Did it have a British accent to it? Because, you know, they're getting Rolls-Royce engines now.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yes. Quite likely.
Well, Jason Heitkamp, how's the race coming for DPI?
Mm-hmm.
The race is going good, and we're going to be turning in signatures tomorrow.
All right.
And that's exciting. It's exciting. Good. And then we're going to be doing some stuff in Bismarck tomorrow. And then hopefully, you know, we might even get together in Harvey tomorrow. I haven't heard Saturday. Because I'm going to be in Bismarck tomorrow.
Right. Oh, okay. That's why I asked.
And then on Saturday. Sorry. on Saturday, then we might get together in Harvey if the creek doesn't rise and all that other stuff.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on that because, you know, I got a plan on Saturday I have to attend to, but.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You going to plant potatoes or what?
No, not planting a plan, yeah. it involves our friend Dave Longan. Yeah, we're going to go back to the drawing board of the little RV wax, but yeah. Anyway, that's another story. So the race rolls on. You turn in your signatures tomorrow. You've been sharing pertinent data coming from the DPI website in reference to schools across the state and how they're performing, the kind of dollars they receive. And I have to say, and a lot of people around here do agree, it's been a real eye-opener.
Most definitely.
Well, I think it's been a real eye-opener that, you know, people haven't had the information before. But, you know, it's very difficult to search through the website, get the information. Luckily, I have a good person that's helping me with that. Mm-hmm. And but I said, you know, a lot of people have been just saying, hey, just go out the insights and look it up. It's not that easy.
Well, they wouldn't make it
that easy. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I said they wouldn't make it that easy.
Well, actually, you know, I've understood that some of the information's kind of disappeared since we started putting all that out. But we have hard copies.
Well, it's a good thing you did that, yeah. Now, and this is the sad thing, and it's human nature. I understand it. There's some people I've seen comment on your wall that, you know, it was their school, and they get really, really defensive about that. But, you know, and I get that. I get that. But you can't sweep the truth under the rug. You can't.
Nope.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the schools that the parents don't know about. And a lot of times the kids will come and tell them about it. But the weird part was, I was talking to a school board member actually yesterday, and I don't know if you know this or not, but you know, a lot of the schools have these surveys that are given by the CDC and the WHO, and I don't mean, you know, Thomas Daltrey or whatever, Roger Daltrey, you know, and so they're giving these surveys in class, mm-hmm. and a lot of the teachers haven't looked at what they're even giving out because they don't have time to look at them. And then the kids are coming up and asking questions like, you know, what's a transvestite, or, you know, they're asking questions about, I don't know if I can use this word or not, but sex, you know, and I don't think that that's the right surveys that they should be giving out.
Nope.
A lot of the talk has to do with how their feelings are, and you know, when you get asked how your feelings are every day, and if you have to relive the bad points of your life every day, you're not going to be happy. And so, you know, they actually gave out the other day that about 47% of the kids in North Dakota are suicidal. Whether that's an accurate figure or not, I don't know. But if that's the case, more people should be talking about this, because that's more than a pandemic.
Yeah.
But all you get out of people like Kirsten Baszler is our children are leading the nation, and our children are leading this and leading that.
Leading them where?
I don't know.
Because they're not leading them in grades.
No. They're not leading them in grades. They're not leading them, excuse me, in cost cutting.
Nope.
I sound like RFK Jr. now.
Yeah.
They're not leading them in cost cutting. You know, we only see the cost going up. And, you know, now it was kind of announced that there's going to be a couple new schools going up in Bismarck, from what I understand. I saw a post today, unless I looked at that post wrong. But they were, you know, talking the difference between the cost of a building in Bismarck with land versus the cost of a building in Williston. And, you know, you go from $19 million to serve over 500 kids to over $55 million to serve over 500 kids. And I said, these schools, it's not ending well for the taxpayers. It's not ending well for the taxpayers.
Well, it's not. They're just putting their hand in your pocket and taking your money to do what they want to do.
That's essentially correct.
That's correct. And, you know, you guys should have some teachers or some T-shirts made up that say, I take an extra job to, you know, pay for these new schools.
Yeah, can you imagine our 80-year-old centenarians out there getting a job so they can pay their school taxes? This makes no sense, but they don't care because sense isn't part of the problem. Sense, they don't want sense. What they want is your money to build that school. Period.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I still think, and you know, the school over here, our three buildings over here,
if we had kept them up, would handle 1,200 kids. We'd just sell the one that's off in the north part of town, sell it off, give it to somebody else, get rid of it, and don't have to worry about it more. Just move everybody back over here because they're not going to get any bigger. Classes are not getting bigger. I don't care what the survey says. There's no kids to get to it, to make it bigger. And that's North Dakota rural thing, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I'm going to short of the story today that I'm talking about is we need to quit giving surveys asking kids about vaping and smoking and sex. And we need to start educating kids on civics, arithmetic, reading, and writing. Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do.
You're right.
We need to quit asking them about their feelings because, you know, that's up to the parents to see how they're feeling and if they need help in a psychological way.
You know, I wish I still had it. About 10 years ago, we were talking about this very same thing. And I pulled up a test, an eighth grade test from 1920. And okay. I would bet there would be a lot of people who have passed eighth grade that wouldn't pass this test.
Yep.
And it was, I went through it, and I think I got a 60 when I took it. And I thought I was, you know, pretty up on stuff. And I'm telling you, it was tough. But you see, that's what we don't have. We do not have anything that will make the kids work harder because what they're getting is just, they need to get on the internet.
I've said this before many times on this show. You know, I'm an oops baby, but my mother was a one-room country school teacher back in the mid-40s, to late 40s. And when I went to school in the, in high school, early 80s, I knew she was flustered with how things were going for me back then.
Right.
You know, and she would sit me down and boom, the old country school teacher would come out, you know.
Right.
But, you know, things back then already were, I hate to use the term heading south, but things were changing then and, and look, we're here now. And I don't think it's gotten any better.
Well, and the school board person that I was talking to, member yesterday, she was saying that, you know, 10th grade reading is a hard reading level for 10th graders. And, you know, it should be. We should be making sure that, you know, these kids are expanding their knowledge. It can't be easy. It has to be hard. Otherwise, there's why would you do it if it's easy?
I was talking to my son this weekend. We were talking about some of the same stuff because he's lives in Oregon, in Portland. He sees all kinds of crazy stuff. But when he was a freshman, he read at a senior level. So it is possible. It is possible. Now, he had some help at home, absolutely. People, you've got to get involved with your kids if you want them to succeed. Just like if we have a business here, we want people in the business to be involved because that's the way the business succeeds.
Yeah. And, you know, you never get bored when you're being challenged.
Oh, heavenly, never. No, it's,
no doubt.
It's a fight.
No doubt. 11:31, visiting with Jason Heitkamp, DPI candidate, our weekly get-together. Sunshine and 46 out there. Fox Business News is on the way. This program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are sharply higher. Investors are anticipating the monthly employment report tomorrow after an update today. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 9,000 last week to 221,000, little change. But also layoff announcements in the U.S. in March were at the highest level since January of last year, led by technology and government cuts. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says there were more than 90,000 job cuts announced last month. Ford shares are up nearly 2%. Ford revealed plans to delay the release of an all-electric SUV until 2027. Ford is expanding its hybrid vehicles. And ConAgra shares are up 5% after its profit and sales topped expectations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
11:33, happy whatever day it is, Thursday. The weather guest brought to you by our good friends at Conoco Fuels and Propane. They're located on Harvey, South Edge, Conoco Fuels and Propane.
When it comes to your home and business, we know safety is number one. At Conoco Fuel and Propane, we believe in doing things the right way. That's the safe way. It's why we perform complimentary leak checks in and outside of your home. Each one of our technicians are fully trained and CTEP certified, and we're capable of 24-hour emergency response. Don't just trust anybody in your home or business. Trust the team at Conoco Fuels of Harvey, dedicated to keeping your home safe.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer talking about a really nice day today before Mr. Wind arrives for the weekend. Right, Stone? What's going on?
From the store team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, sunny highs in the mid-50s, a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s, a southeast wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny highs in the lower 60s, a southeast wind 15 to 25, increasing through the afternoon, wind gust up to 40. On Saturday, mostly sunny highs in the lower 60s, a southeast wind 25 to 35, wind gust up to 50 miles per hour. On Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 50s, an east wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35. On Monday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s, a northeast wind 5 to 10. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a southwest wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. And on Wednesday, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a west wind 10 to 15, wind gust up to 25. Keep it right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Well, we have a lot of sunshine. 46 right now. We had a low of 21, 51 yesterday. 46 now. Southeast breeze at 5, few gusts at 10, 39% humidity, dew point at 22. Bare soil temp 4 inches down at 32.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information is on the way with a one-minute update. This report presented to you by Roberta Storm of State Farm Insurance and our friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge. Be sure you check out their brand new website, HarveyWarehouse.com, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's where you can find that full flyer. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. 80% lean ground beef in a family pack, $4.29 a pound. 4-pound Our Family Navel Oranges, $3.99. 3-pound Our Family Mandarins, $3.99. Ragu Pasta Sauce, $1.89 a jar. Yoplait Yogurt Selected Varieties, $3 for $2. Boneless Pork Sirloin Chops, $2.49 a pound. Gentle Mills Family Size Cereals, $3.99 a box. Selected varieties. Banquet boneless bread and chicken, $4.99 a box. Tombstone frozen pizzas, $2 for $8. Our family sliced bacon in a 1-pound package, $4.99. 48-ounce Cloverdale signature applewood bacon, only $16.99. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, 4-piece and 8-piece, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. It's Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West End.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say buggin'? And why are you buggin'?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you buggin'?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit buggin' and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going to talk today about the ongoing war in Gaza.
Conversations are ongoing for a ceasefire, but both Israel and Hamas are holding firm on their demands. Israel is under new pressure to define an end to the conflict after striking a convoy of aid workers on Monday, killing 7 people.
It'll be the first call between the two leaders since the airstrike. It's NATO's 75th birthday.
The loose military alliance was formed to counter the rise of the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin. NATO's newest members, Finland and Sweden, bring the alliance to 32 members, including 15 from the former Soviet bloc. Those Eastern European allies have warned repeatedly about Russia's authoritarian return.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon 2 years ago today. Ukrainian forces pushed out the Russians out of the capital of Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
And we're back. Program powered by Bessette Motors and Carrington. RJ and RCA, or RDA here, and Jason Heitkamp on the line.
Well, I got a couple of things I wanted to talk about. So, you know, if you have any children or if you have any ears that can't understand what I'm talking about, you might want to go into the other room.
Yeah.
But they have laws in North Dakota, and our NDSU president, Vershani, was actually fired after trying to go past these laws to help out the group named Planned Parenthood.
Right, I remember that.
And so when our new president for NDSU came in, Planned Parenthood tried to get him on their side immediately, and he shut him down. But yesterday I got some information, and I did call the president of NDSU today and talk to his secretary. But Planned Parenthood is coming to Memorial Union in NDSU, and they're going to have a movie that they're going to deliver. And it's an event by Planned Parenthood North Dakota, the ACLU of North Dakota, and Planned Parenthood North Dakota Advocate. And they were stunned when I called them on the phone today because they didn't know anything about it. Huh. And it's right in the Memorial Union. And, you know, NDSU is a big campus. And,
right.
And, you know, I just said, I'm not taking anything away from them. I just asked them to look into it because I don't think it's legal for Planned Parenthood to be on the NDSU campus. And we won't go into the reasons for it, but it is a fact. It's against the law. And this, I believe, is breaking the law. And we need people to stand up and work on this. Now, you would say, now, why does the Department of Public Instruction get involved with this? Well, they help nominate people to the higher ed board. Mm-hmm. And people on the higher ed board should know that this is going on, and they should be stopping this. And if not, you know, they should be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that those are pretty strong words, but, you know, college is a place where we send our kids, and the parents, if they're not watching them in high school, they probably surely aren't watching them at college.
Yep, that's the
And this is
problem.
Where they can be affected at an early age.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to talk about that today because, you know, if people want to look it up, it's on Facebook. And, you know, if they want to call NDSU, they surely can. Mm-hmm. I can give them information if they want to contact me later, but it's wrong and it shouldn't be there.
Again... There's a lot of things that we're not supposed to be doing in North Dakota that are supposed to be illegal that we're all doing. Everybody's doing. I mean, the school system. The more you dig into this, the more we realize that we're not following our own laws.
Yep. And there was a post on Facebook. I think Rick saw it today. Over 14 years ago, they passed legislation that we're supposed to teach our kids about finances and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a big celebration of all the Bergamites at the Capitol yesterday. You don't see people like Josh Gallion. I would think that an auditor's position would be a nice position to have involved with mm-hmm. finances. But they didn't include him, but they included the insurance commissioner and other people who are, you know, I'm going to say owned by the governor. I don't feel bad saying that. Kirsten Baszler was a part of it. But the Bank of North Dakota is coming out with a new system to help people to get literate in finances.
Hmm.
But I'm going to look into the program, but I would doubt that they're going to tell people that for every dollar that you make, you know, 55 cents of it stays with the government. I would doubt that they're going to say that.
Mm-mm.
You know, and maybe I'm a little high on that, but I'm probably not too far off. by the time you pay all of your taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we pay multiple taxes on multiple taxes. I mean, we get taxed for the money we earn. We take that money and spend it. We get taxed when we spend it. And then you get taxed for just living in that area. And so you have to pay that. So it's tax upon tax upon tax. So it doesn't take long to eke out. And depending on your income level and where you live, it could be as high as 50% or more, easily.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is, and of course I was being a little sarcastic there, possibly. But the thing is, they talk about how the curriculum is hurting people. And this is a fine example of that, because this is obviously new curriculum, and it's supposed to help people. But in the end, I bet you it doesn't talk about, you know, once you get to have billions of dollars like the governor, how you can use tax increment financing to make your financials look a lot better. While the little people pay the property taxes, and he doesn't.
Yep.
You know, and just things like that. Yeah, maybe I'm running on the governor a little hard today. But I'm not going to apologize for that, because this is the person that we elected to take care of us. And over the years, he's made lots of money on tax increment financing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about conflict of interest things now. And that's conflict of interest right there. He shouldn't be the governor if he's going to do that.
Well, and thank goodness he's not going to be the governor much longer, but King Doug will be gone, and now we have to look at his face and talk about his policies for the next umpteen number of years.
Yeah, many of his policies were not favorable for the average North Dakota citizen.
No, not at all. And those that believe that are just fooling themselves.
Well, and a lot of people may take this next statement wrong, but I was proud of John Hoeven for actually endorsing Kelly Armstrong since Burgum endorsed, you know, his shotgun rider, you know, from Brockett.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I'm proud that he did that, because you know what? This whole thing with the Republican convention is falling into a big heap. And everything is. The whole election is at risk, I think, because, you know, you got people that are going to the convention spending a lot of money to go to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, most of the people aren't going to the convention. They're going to go to the primary. And so we have to make a decision sooner or later. Are we even going to have a primary anymore? Or are we going to have the convention? One or the other.
Because
you can't have both. You can't have both.
Yeah. It's, in fact, a friend of mine who's a delegate, first-time delegate, I do believe, had some questions, because I've only been to one convention, and that was, I don't know, must have been 20 years ago maybe or less. It was interesting, I'll say, but he wanted to know what to expect and, you know, some pointers or this and that. And this is what I told him. I said, one, I said, you get put in fresh, brand-new batteries for your BS meter. And two, leave your filter at home, meaning filter for your mouth. Ask questions that may be uncomfortable of the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. And that we can't, at this point in time, no more filters. I mean, we just have to lay it on the line. We can't be pussyfooting around things.
That's right.
Well, I just like to throw out my two cents, and then you guys can think about it maybe till next week, and then I won't call in. But I actually believe, and this is how I believe, okay? I think that the next time that we come around, we should have the convention, okay? And that the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, doesn't matter, but they don't participate in the primary. And anybody that does gets kicked out of the party. And I'm going to say it this way. Our North Dakota primary has been infiltrated many times by people. You know, you can only vote for one party, all right, when you vote at the primary. But if you don't, you know, if the one party doesn't really have a candidate anyway, then they could just come in and they vote on the side to screw things up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And until we can stop that, I would just say, let's just have the convention, and let's use those people to go to the general and just forget about the primary, because the primary to me is not right, that people can just come in and screw things up for you.
Right.
Yep. I don't like it. I don't like it. And then you can have people say, well, I'm not going to the convention. I'm just going to the primary. That would end that.
Yep.
Save a lot of money.
Here's a question that you mentioned lots of money to go to the convention. I would assume there's, if I recall correctly, there's a fee to get into that.
Well, just think of this, okay? I live in Williston, or I live in, you know, northwest corner of the state.
Okay.
64 cents a mile to drive to Fargo. You got to take that into account. 64 cents a mile, that's what the IRS gives you as a write-off on your vehicle. And they won't get a write-off, just so you know. But so they're going to pay all that money. They got to have two nights of hotel rooms, maybe three if you come from far enough. $200 for the convention, you know, maybe $50 to be in your district party, you know. Then you got party fees for going to the district convention because you maybe have to take a day off to go to it or something like that, day off of work.
Yep.
So there's a lot of costs that people don't see. And if I was somebody coming from Western North Dakota and knew that, you know, most of the people aren't going to, you know, go to the convention anyway, and they're just going to go to the primary, I would demand my money back.
That's a good
because
point.
That's a leadership deal. That's a leadership deal.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and I've talked about this before, and, you know, I've lost a lot of friends over it, I guess, if they were my friends. But I've lost a lot of people's support because I've questioned the leadership of the NDGOP. And, you know, I'm not even going to talk about the Democrats, okay? I'm going to talk about the GOP because I'm not a member of the GOP right now. And right now at the convention, there's going to be three candidates for North Dakota Department of Public Instruction. It's a nonpartisan position, and they're going to go to the Republican convention knowing that they have to take the letter of endorsement if they get it, and that's completely wrong. You should not. That's why I'm not going to be there speaking, and I've been told that it's wrong for me not to go, but I am a nonpartisan. I'm not a member of a party right now. If I get elected to the Department of Public Instruction, people are not going to worry that, oh, he's just a Republican, you know, or he's just a Democrat. I'm gonna actually be supporting everybody that has questions. And it's wrong for the Republican Party to force people to take a letter of endorsement as a nonpartisan. I don't think that's right. I think that's actually illegal myself.
Yeah, it sure seems that way.
I just said, it sounds like I'm a whiner today, but actually, I mean, how do you follow the law when you're not even following the way that you get elected?
True.
If you're not willing to go as a nonpartisan and get elected, why would you follow the law? And you're finding in DPI that they're not following the law. And we're actually keeping track of all the sentry codes that Kirsten Baszler is not following. And we're going to be reporting on that in the future. Well, and one of them was with the financials.
Yeah, maybe Josh Gallion needs to get into her books, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to say this. When I get elected to the North Dakota DPI, there's going to be audits. And they're going to go back farther than 2 years. They're only letting Josh Gallion go back 2 years right now. That's going to change. And it may be past, you know, what it takes legally to get charged for the crime, but it doesn't matter. We're still going to go back, we're going to find the information, and we're going to post it everywhere so people know that even though we can't charge this person with a crime, that they committed a crime, and it was wrong.
You know, when you think about it, through all the years now, and no one's really been held accountable, they just kind of, I hate to use the term the darkness of the day, they just go in and do what they want. Makes you wonder how much unscrupulous things have taken place in any office holder in the state of North Dakota.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, if you've been watching the slides that we've been putting out, and I say we because I actually have people that are helping me put the slides together. I said that earlier in the show. But I have people that are helping me. They're doing a fine job. But we're finding a lot of what I would say corruption, and we will be putting that out there. Oh, and a lot of weirdness that, you know, when you think that so much money is going to a school for the children, and it's actually going into people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come out.
Yeah,
I said there's only. I know you guys got to go. The last thing I'm going to say is,
yep.
And this is a fact. When I get elected, things are going to change because I have the backbone to do it. I don't believe the other candidates do.
There you go. You know,
they just want to get the job so they can say, look what we've done.
Well, it's a resume builder.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know for what. But,
yeah, right. You know. I don't know either, but that's right.
All right, Jason Heitkamp, as always, appreciate your time this morning. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. You have a good week.
We'll see you on Saturday.
All right.
You can come too there, Mr. Cola.
Yeah, well, where's it going to be and what time is it going to be? And we don't know anything.
Rick knows.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
Jason Heitkamp at the 1153 program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington.